Xiaoling learns about halibut holes. Pages 44 and 45.
Xiaoling did not know about halibut holes. Then one day she heard about them from one of her pen pals. Susie was Xiaoling's favourite pen pal. She was from Alaska. Susie's father was a fisherman. Susie and Xiaoling wrote to each other a lot. They wrote about the weather. They wrote about their friends and families. They also wrote funny jokes and stories. One day, Xiaoling got a different kind of letter from Susie.
Dear Xiaoling, how are you? I'm fine. Please come and visit me in Alaska. Do you want to see a halibut hole? We can show one to you. You'll need all the things on this list. A raincoat, a pair of boots, a warm wool sweater, two pairs of jeans, three long-sleeved shirts, five pairs of warm socks. I hope you can visit me. You're my best pen pal. Write back soon. Love, Susie.
Pages 46 and 47.
Xiaoling showed her mum and dad the letter.
Can I visit Susie in Alaska?
She asked them. They said, yes. 2 weeks later, Xiaoling went to Alaska by airplane. It was a long journey. It took 16 hours to get there. Susie's whole family met Xiaoling at the airport. There were Susie, her little brother, her mum and her dad. Even the family's dog, Morrison, was waiting for Xiaoling. The next day, Xiaoling woke up. She was in a different bed, in a different house, in a different country. It was very strange. She heard rain on the roof, pitter-patter. She was excited. She said to herself, "Today, I'm going to see a halibut hole."
Pages 48 and 49.
Susie's mum made some lunch for them to take on their trip. She put everything into small plastic bags. She made peanut butter and jam sandwiches on brown bread. She cut up some apples, oranges and cheese. She also put in some chocolate chip cookies and some apple juice. Susie's dad filled the car. He put in everything they needed to catch fish. He put in 4 fishing rods. They were red, blue, yellow and green. He put in a plastic box full of bright, shiny metal hooks with plastic feathers. He put in a bucket of water full of tiny little fish. The fish were swimming around in the water. That morning, the sky was grey and cloudy.
Rainy days are good for fishing,
Susie's dad said.
Pages 50 and 51.
Soon they were in the small boat. They sailed out to sea. Susie's dad got out the fishing rods. He took some little fish from the bucket and put hooks into them.
These little fish are food for the bigger fish,
Susie's dad said.
We call them bait.
He put the bait on the rods. He hung the rods over the back of the boat. Now the bait was in the water. They all waited. But no luck. The fish were too clever. Susie's dad started the engine and they moved to a different place.
We're at the halibut hole now, Susie said. It's not a real hole. We call it that because we always catch fish here.
Susie's dad got out the yellow fishing rod. He put on the bait. He dropped it into the water. They waited for a long time. The sun started to shine. Suddenly, the rod moved.
Yahoo!
Susie's dad said. He picked up the rod. He turned the reel and pulled. Plop! The fish landed in the boat. But it was too small, so Susie's dad threw it back into the sea.
Pages 52 and 53.
Then he put on some more bait and dropped it in the water. Whiz! It went all the way down to the sea floor. They waited. Soon the rod moved.
Yahoo!
Susie's dad said. He held the rod tight. It moved again. Then the rod nearly fell out of his hand.
We've got a big one,
he said.
Maybe 100 kilograms.
He pulled. He turned the reel. He pulled and reeled the big fish to the side of the boat. He got the net and tried to lift the fish into the boat. But the fish was too strong. It jumped back into the sea. It swam away with the hook. Why did it get away? Susie asked.
Halibut are very big fish,
her dad answered.
They're very strong.
Pages 54 and 55.
Susie's dad got out the green rod. He put it into the water. Whiz! Soon the rod moved. Is it a big fish? Xiao Ling asked.
Not too big,
Susie's dad said. Is it a small fish? Susie asked.
Not too small,
he said.
Here, you do it this time.
He gave the rod to Xiao Ling and Susie. It was heavy. They reeled and pulled. Soon their arms were tired. Then there it was. Xiao Ling could see its eyes and mouth. Susie's dad got it in his net and lifted it into the boat. This time the fish was not too small. They did not throw it back. And it was not too big. It did not jump out. This fish was just right. Back at the house, Susie's mum cooked the halibut for dinner. It was very tasty. Xiao Ling was tired after dinner, but she stayed awake. Susie's dad was telling a story about the biggest fish of the day, the 100-kilogram halibut. This was the best story. It was the story about the fish that got away at the halibut hole.
Page 59. Alaska. Alaska is the largest state in the United States. It is 1,700,135 square kilometers. Its population is about 648,800 people. Alaska is very cold. The temperature can drop to minus 40 or minus 50 degrees Celsius. There are many kinds of wildlife. In the water, there are whales and seals. In the air, there are eagles. On land, there are moose, wolves, and even polar bears. Alaska is called the land of the midnight sun. In North Alaska, the sun does not set in the summer. It is light all day for about 3 months. In winter, the sun does not rise. It is dark all day for about 2 months.
Pages 60 and 61. Fishing tackle. To catch fish, you need fishing tackle. Fishing tackle includes many different things. Here are some of them. This is a fishing rod. It is a stick. It can be long or short. It can be thick or thin. It must be strong. A fishing rod must bend a little so it will not break. This is a fishing reel. It moves the fishing line up and down. It helps to pull the fish out of the water. This is called reeling the fish in. This is fishing line. It is a long piece of wire. It goes from the rod into the water. This must be strong too. This is called a sinker. It goes on the fishing line near the hook. It is called a sinker because it makes the fishing line sink. This is a fishing hook. You put it on the end of the fishing line. It is very sharp. It goes into the fish's mouth. This is bait. It is food for the fish. It goes on the end of the hook. It can be a little fish, or a worm, or a piece of cheese, or a grain of rice. It can be anything.
Page 62. Halibut. One of the largest fish in the sea is the mighty halibut. They live in the Pacific and Atlantic oceans. The biggest ones are about 2 meters long. They can weigh as much as 325 kilograms. Halibut can live for about 40 years. This is a very long time for a fish. Halibut are strange-looking fish. Their bodies are flat. Halibut lie on the bottom of the sea. One side of their body is brown. This is the same color as the ocean floor. Other fish cannot see them, but they can easily see other fish because both their eyes are on the brown side of their bodies.